One year ago today, 500,000 illegal immigrants took a stand on the streets of downtown Los Angeles. They were protesting a congressional effort to criminalize illegal immigration. The demonstration came to be known as the Grand March and inspired similar marches and rallies across the country. Now, one year later, immigrants and their supporters were back on the streets of Los Angeles, but the numbers were much smaller. NPR's Carrie Kahn has been watching today's events and joins us now from L.A. Carrie, what's the scene there?
Well, Debbie, I'm at the Los Angeles Sports Arena, and they've taken their protests to inside the sports arena this year. It's about half full, and there's a lot of elected officials here, a lot of bands, a lot of community organizers, a lot of people here, and they're all trying to send a message to Washington that they want comprehensive immigration reform. They asked everybody who came into the sports arena to sign a letter that's going to be sent to Congress people in Washington and deposit it with a 39-cent stamp.
The Republican-sponsored immigration bill that provoked last year's demonstrations went nowhere. Now that the Democrats have control of Congress and there's a new immigration bill on the table, what are people there saying about that?
People here are very supportive of the new House bill that was just introduced, and the co-author of that bill, Luis Gutierrez from Illinois, is here. He gave a rousing speech to the crowd here. He was detailing parts of his legislation that he's proposed. Among the ones that were getting, the proposals that were getting the most applause was that people that were here 6 years would get some sort of identification card similar to a visa, and that they would be able to use that as a work permit, that they could also use that to get a driver's license. He also told them that they should get auto insurance, too. The crowd was on their feet, very excited about that. He did say that one of the proposals would be that they would have to leave the country for a brief moment and then come back in. They wouldn't have to stay for 30 days. And then there was also a proposal that he said would allow temporary workers to come into the country that would have full rights as workers. The crowd was very enthusiastic about that, too.
Today's turnout is a fraction of last year's. Are you getting any sense of what that might mean?
You won't hear it from organizers here that they're disappointed at all by the turnout, but clearly there's nothing like the momentum that there was last year. I think when I spoke with you then, it was an amazing wave of humanity on the streets of Los Angeles that stretched for miles. But here we're in the sports arena. It's about half full. So you just don't have that momentum. But people still say that they wanted to come out. They wanted to support their family members that are here illegally. Many people I spoke to themselves are here illegally. And they just want to keep pressuring Congress to pass some sort of immigration reform this year before the presidential election really gets heated.
NPR's Carrie Kahn in Los Angeles. Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.